The works of Pandit Guru Dada Vidyarthi, M.A., undoubtedly occupy the foremost position in the whole range of samyajic literature that exists in English. In point of sublimity of thought, nobility of conception, beauty and gracefulness of style, breadth and comprehensiveness of vision, and force and impressiveness of meaning, the works are simply unsurpassed. Pandit Guru Dada was one of those rare geniuses of whom any civilized country may justly be proud. He died while yet in his youth. His career of usefulness to the Ajna Samaj was sadly brief. Being a man of extremely inquisitiveness and analyzing facilities, no religion except that of the Vedas could satisfy his profoundly philosophical and scientific mind. He accordingly enlisted himself under the banner of Swami Dayananda Saraswati, and envisioned a great interest in the advancement of his Vedic mission. The truths of the Vedic religion, however, did not strike a deep and permanent root in his mind till he had been brought, by chance of unhappy circumstances, under magnetizing touch of the great yogi, Swami Dayananda Saraswati. When the great Rishi was lying seriously ill at Ajmer, he, along with myself, was disputed by the Lahore Ajna Samaj to attend upon the Swamiji there. The dying scene of Swamiji, which he was fortunate enough to witness, gave a death blow to his old cherished skeptic ideas, and inspired in him a spirit that has ever since immortalized his name. He saw, on the one hand, the dreadful disease giving rise to such excruciating pains that even the bravest and mightiest of men, having less insight into the realm of spirit, would have give way under its fearful and cruel onslaughts, and on the other, the Swami's calm, dignified, cheerful, and brightened up face without the least indication of any sort of suffering or remorse. This singular scene threw a fascinating charm over him. How it affected him cannot be described in words, nor could the Pandit himself explain it. It appears to have taken entire possession of his soul and transformed him into something far above the ordinary run of humanity.